Walk into any sales office today and you'll find a peculiar phenomenon. Experienced professionals who once dominated their territories now stare at screens with mounting anxiety. Their tried and true techniques, the ones that earned them President's Club trips and hefty bonuses, suddenly fall flat. The world shifted beneath their feet and nobody sent a memo. The transformation wasn't gradual, it was seismic. Buyers changed the rules overnight, armed with Google searches and peer reviews, entering conversations already 70% decided. Meanwhile, sales organizations churned through reorganizations, new products, and technologies at dizzying speeds. What emerged wasn't just a new sales landscape. It was an entirely different game, requiring a fundamentally different skill set. The winners in this new world aren't necessarily the smoothest talkers or the most charismatic personalities. They're the fastest learners, professionals who've mastered the art of rapid adaptation. Learning agility has become the ultimate competitive advantage, the meta skill that trumps every technique in your arsenal. Today's buyers operate with surgical precision and zero tolerance for wasted time. They've researched your competitors, read reviews from people like them, and mapped out solutions before you even know they exist. When they finally engage, they're not looking for product demonstrations. They're evaluating whether you're worth their incredibly limited attention. The statistics paint a stark picture. Only 15% of executives find sales meetings valuable enough to meet expectations. A mere 7% schedule follow-ups. These aren't just disappointing numbers. They're a referendum on an entire profession's approach. What separates thriving salespeople from survivors isn't talent. It's how they think about challenges. When faced with steep learning curves, most experience what Stephen Pressfield calls resistance, fear and doubt whispering, "You're not good enough." Top performers feel this too. They've just learned to make a different choice. Picture presenting to an important prospect when your mind suddenly blanks. The pivotal moment comes afterward. Do you see this as proof of inadequacy or as data for improvement? Agile sellers consistently choose growth over retreat. This mental shift is neurologically powerful. View challenges as threats, and cortisol floods your system, shutting down creativity and memory. Reframe the same situation as a puzzle, and your brain reactivates its problem-solving capabilities. Sarah Blakely, Spanx founder, credits her success to her father's nightly question, "What did you fail at today?" He'd expressed disappointment if she hadn't failed. It meant she wasn't pushing boundaries. Research shows getting better goals, focused on skill acquisition, dramatically outperform performance-based targets. Here's the paradox. Buyers desperately need help navigating complex decisions, but they've lost faith in salespeople to provide it. When you truly understand a customer's business and challenge their thinking with genuine insights, you become irreplaceable. Mastery in sales requires learning agility built on 6 pillars. Chunking, breaking subjects into digestible pieces, sequencing, determining optimal order, connecting, linking new knowledge to existing frameworks, dumping, externalizing information to free mental processing, practicing, deliberate rehearsal, and prioritizing, focusing singularly. The counterintuitive truth, learning everything at once is counterproductive. Instead, identify the minimum effective dose, the least information needed for outstanding results. When Antonio, a discouraged rep drowning in disconnected information, focused exclusively on selling lead generation to technology companies, he transformed his trajectory. By diving deep into one segment rather than spreading thin, he developed genuine expertise prospects valued. New salespeople typically take 8 months to match tenured colleagues, but with focused strategies, you can achieve situational credibility in 30 days. The differentiator isn't your product, price, or brand, it's the experience of working with you. Product knowledge matters, but understanding your buyer's world repositions you from vendor to valued advisor. Every company speaks its own dialect. Industry jargon, internal acronyms, and fluency signals credibility. From day one, build your personal dictionary, capturing unfamiliar terms and precise definitions. More valuable than product specs is understanding who makes decisions, what motivates them, and what keeps them anchored to the status quo. Your biggest competitor isn't the vendor across town, it's inertia. According to Sales Benchmark Index, 60% of forecasted opportunities are lost not to competitors, but to no decision. Lee, a new insurance salesperson, discovered aviation clients routinely renewed policies without consideration. By researching regulatory changes and identifying coverage gaps, he exposed weaknesses in the status quo that opened doors. Stories cement learning better than isolated facts. Sarah, struggling to sell software, transformed her approach after learning a customer saved a full day per project and $15,000 in labor costs while handling 13% business growth without additional staff. She shifted from discussing features to focusing on time savings and cost benefits, dramatically improving her results. Sales mastery requires deliberate practice across four stages, moving prospects from oblivious to curious, from complacency to deciding change is needed, guiding them to choose you, and expanding with existing customers. Focus on personal bests, continuous improvement metrics like connection ratio, meeting conversion, sales cycle length, and closing ratio. Top Xerox performers made fewer calls than average sellers because they targeted better prospects and maximized each conversation. Preparation distinguishes top sellers, who invest significantly more time prepping for meetings. Questions are the cornerstone of sales agility, but avoid traditional ones like, "Tell me about your company," or manipulative ones like, "If I can show you a way to save 25%, would you buy?" Insightful, thought-provoking questions elevate your credibility. Most salespeople avoid role-playing because it's embarrassing, but deliberate practice is essential. Recording yourself reveals problems invisible to you but obvious to prospects. Watch for negative signals: raised eyebrows, fidgeting, head shaking, avoiding eye contact. When excitement takes over, recover with, "Sorry, sometimes I get excited about how we might help. Let's get back to those challenges you mentioned." Long-term success requires sustainable habits that sharpen skills and maintain motivation. Starting your day with email puts others' priorities first. Instead, power pack your day by prioritizing when your brain is fresh, chunking time into focused blocks, and setting artificial deadlines. Work expands to fill available time. Clinging to stalled deals is a common trap. When prospects repeatedly delay, be honest about their true potential. Distractions consume 2.1 hours daily and require 25 minutes to refocus after each interruption. Protect productivity by clearing your workspace, wearing headphones, and letting calls go to voicemail during critical thinking time. Multitasking severely impairs mental capacity, potentially reducing IQ by 15 points. Top performers aren't primarily motivated by money, but by making a difference to customers. Research shows optimists outsell pessimists by 31%, and optimism can be learned. Teaching others accelerates your own learning because you're forced to organize knowledge and identify gaps. Turning learning into games activates the brain's seeking circuit and accelerates mastery. When facing challenges where you lack skills, borrowing a brain, mentally channeling a mentor, can shift your perspective toward creative solutions. In today's transformed profession, your ability to learn quickly and adapt continuously differentiates surviving from thriving. The most successful salespeople aren't naturally talented. They've developed agility to continuously evolve. They approach each day with curiosity rather than certainty, viewing challenges as puzzles and understanding that discomfort fuels growth. In a world where products increasingly look alike, you are the difference. Your knowledge, insights, and ability to guide prospects through complex decisions create value transcending features and pricing. By embracing agile selling principles, you position yourself as a valued advisor whose perspective becomes indispensable. Make personal growth your priority, and you'll discover something remarkable. The ability to learn faster than your competition isn't just an advantage, it's the only sustainable one.